Hey guys, you're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is still live from Thunder Road Radio Hall. I believe we got our technical difficulties figured out. So now, live in studio with us, we have Mac Lou.
You are one of the seasons. You are one of the seasons. You are one of the seasons. Okay. I see Ben with the mic.
Mac Luke live on CITR. Hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Once we just switched out that cable, you know. Hey, it's live. You know, if a cable is going to die, it's going to die as soon as Ben says, and now.
Yeah. I can still hear you. Thanks for coming out. It's fantastic. Let's get the point. I know you via for, I would say, almost 3, 4, or 5 years.
Oh, ages, yeah.
Ages ago, as the host of Vampire's Ball on CITR.
Yep. I started initially in 2002, and then was on hiatus 2006 to 2009, and back on now.
Yeah. But I didn't know you ever had an interest or inkling to perform. What was it always? Did you always perform, or was it something that came out recently? How did this project come about?
Well, I think the MacLu name was something I came up with many years ago, and I always planned to. I was always doing some sort of songwriting and whatnot, but I think initially I had this very old-fashioned idea about, oh, you need to have a band and blah, 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 and of course, because I had no luck in finding people who were interested in the same thing, it kind of got set aside, and then sort of decided, you know what, screw it, do it myself, figure it out, and also, by that time, I guess 2008, I was writing again and learning to use Pro Tools and able to do it myself. So,
can you talk about your setup here for the people that doesn't know what's happening in the radio world? Maybe
sure.
A little bit. Not that I even know what's going on. Like a really
that's
basic.
Okay. Well, as we learned in the dry start, sometimes I don't either. They have their own minds. Basically, I haven't cloned myself. So for drums, I'm using album tracks on a little iPod Nano that is the bane of my existence. Then I am playing, I've got a couple synths tied together via MIDI. My main one I'm using is a Korg MS-2000, and then that's running MIDI out to Roland SH-32 module. The Roland is an analog synth, and the MIDI is an analog modeling digital synth for the geeks who care. And I know some of my friends are going, yay, analog! But I'm not actually doing separate lines, I'm just fattening it up. And then vocals, I am talking right now, this is my pseudo dry signal running through a little orange practice amp with overdrive cranked, and I am also using, memory toy, distortion, and nano clone. Sometimes I actually have 3 or 4 more pedals, I just decide, you know, let's knock out the redundancy. Everything's running through amps, and then out to you guys.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also hand percussion, but
yeah, no, it sounded great.
Thanks.
And so, and you've been doing this for a while. What is the plan? What is the future what are you hoping to achieve with this project?
Well, I definitely want to get out in front of as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Initially, I think I was sort of very blinkered into thinking just goth industrial.
Uh-huh.
But then what happened when I released my first EP, Blood, is I thought, well, you know, I'm going to hand make 20 copies, send them out to stations that had goth industrial shows and see what happened. And what I discovered was stuff started to chart, and when I saw the playlists, it was not the goth industrial shows playing it. So I sort of realized somehow the same people who like Braids and Jen Stevens and Deer Hunter seem to dig my stuff, which I wouldn't have expected, but hey, it's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good. And you did play in Shindig
a while ago. That was actually the first MacLu gig.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. It wasn't... Yeah, like at the show, I don't know if it's a sound mixing or whatever it was. I'm not saying it's not super goth and industrial.
Yeah.
it was definitely more Servant Stevens.
Yeah.
Than I expected. But this current incarnation, I don't know, is because it affects or whatever. It's definitely a little bit more of that. Am I right? Or
it seems that way. Also, at that point, I think I had the drum machine for some tracks. The reason why I'm not using it now is I've come up with stuff using noise and static and things I can't get into my old vintage drum machine. So I just thought, well, it's not going to sound the way I have in my head. Let's just use the tracks. Mm-hmm. So that, of course, adds a lot more edge. And the current way of doing things, I've always been a huge Boyd Rice fan, but I've been looking at a lot of his live footage on YouTube and sort of seeing how he does stuff and then thinking, so he's obviously one dude on stage, usually, mm-hmm. and taking inspiration from that. Also, some of the newer material. I mean, Lord of the Flies is one of the songs. I think I did that at Shindig. The other three are all off of a new album called Mackley Rising that I'm working on now, which is definitely a darker, nastier, uglier record, even than Blood was. And strangely enough, we were talking before the show, I'm probably going to be putting out an EP called Future Ghosts with some material that kind of didn't fit into that, that actually might sort of go back to being a little more Sufjan Stevens friendlier
right.
sounding, just to confuse people.
it's good to have a good mix and just, you know, people don't want to expect. And you have a show coming up.
Yes, I am playing on the venmusic.ca presents Vancouver Indie Pop Series. I don't know which number it is, but it's a week from tomorrow, April 6th, at the British Ex-Servicemen's Association. I think that's 1143 Kingsway.
Yeah.
Nice. Oswaldo would want me to mention $2 beer.
Yeah. It's a nice place. And, Oswaldo also a CITJ. And,
yeah, morning after CITJ. Show.
And he's been putting this on for... like a month or two now?
Oh, more than ages. That? I think he's past number 20, so it must be almost 6 months now.
Quite a while. A good man, a good gig, and the venue is very nice.
Yeah, it's really open to different things. Yeah. I mean, I think some of what I do will probably be a shock, but it's sort of very much, hey, come do a show, let's see what you do, and a lot of cross-pollination between different genres.
Yeah, no, it sounds great, and so in two Fridays.
A week from tomorrow, so yeah, not tomorrow, but April 6th.
April 6th on Thursday at, so like Thursday.
It's a Friday night.
Sorry.
So there won't be a Vampire's Ball that week. There will be a fill-in.
Well, because tomorrow is the CITR annual meeting.
Yeah.
I think so. It's fine. So
and today's the Discorder party for folks who are listening on podcast.
Yeah. Perfect. So. Mac Luke on CITR, and you got more songs. We'll come back
definitely.
And chat in a bit of it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Crushing walls.
live on CITR. Is there, do you have a website or some sort of way for people to get a hold of you?
Maclu.com, which is spelled MAQLU.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Just set up a Bandcamp, but I haven't got much up. Most of them, you know.
is your first record sort of on there a little bit?
First record's up on Bandcamp. Most stuff is up on SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube has tons of stuff as well. Which that one I couldn't get Maclu for whatever, so it's youtube.com/MacluMusic.
Right.
There were the three EPs that went together on the album Blood Black Haze, and then I put out last year as free downloads some experimental tracks called the Maclu Tarot, which I'll probably actually be doing a proper release for in the next
little while. Back in the old days, like, MySpace was the only thing that everyone put on.
Yeah.
Now that that's dead, like totally dead, and everyone hates it because you can't play off stuff of it.
You play the songs of the artist you like, and then you're wondering 5 minutes later, what is this crap? It just throws random stuff at
you. Absolutely. It doesn't even play half the time.
No.
How do you feel about... So, like, it's slightly harder now. You're going to have, stuff on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
And Bandcamp is good, and good. But a lot of people do like the MySpace aspect of, you can have your friends. You can sort of link off to other bands and acts and stuff.
I mean, you do get that on Facebook. I mean, for example, I just did a remix for a band called Drowning Susan, so... I linked there. I think with the new page set up, it's kind of hard to figure out where to go and do an add to my page's favorites, because that's kind of messed around now. But I certainly was able to paste the link all over the place. So
at least you can get stuff out there pretty easily.
Mm. Which becomes part of its own problem, because now everyone's there, and it's the signal to noise.
You got to filter out the stuff.
Yeah.
A new album coming out soon.
Yeah.
Maybe. How often do you write new songs and such?
What I would actually call songs, with structure, sort of when the spirit hits me.
Yeah.
I'm always working on something, though. I try in theory every Monday, but in reality every couple Mondays to do what I call Monday Night Noise, where I just go into my jam space and sort of set myself 3 hours. I'm going to have something done and posted to YouTube by the end of the night. And it would be weird things. The last one I posted last week, I took a sample of, it's actually a hunting call that you would use if you're trying to find coyotes. That sounds like a wounded little animal. I sort of manipulated and stretched that. And that became its own thing. Sometimes it's just synth improv and just sort of really random, get it out there.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Mac Luke Life on CITR. We got about 5 or so minutes. Do you got more for us?
Well, I definitely do. I think the one that would be really fun to do is going to just intro this as the band that the RIAA and Billboard probably thinks is one of the best bands to come out of Vancouver. I know many people disagree, but I do like some of their stuff, and I did do a cover, so folks at home, sing along if you recognize it, or just scream. Can't believe she's doing it. All right.
Maclu on CITR.
Thanks, Ben. We'll be right back.
live on CITR. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you. I'm glad you had a good time. I hope you have a good time.
Yes.
And if you want to listen to this show again, you can listen to it on CITR.ca, another podcast section. It's like programs, and you click on the Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and it will show up. So it should show up tomorrow night. Yes.
iPod, shut up.
Technology, fantastic.
It does that to me every time.
Show coming up.
April 6th
at the...
British Ex Servicemen's. Indie Pop Series.
Indie Pop Series. Fantastic. And the website is at...
MacLu.com. MacLu.
Absolutely. Thanks again for coming out.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Irene, for sound support and everything else.
Absolutely. Thanks.
And coming up next on CITR, it's Ochre with Funk My Life.
Hello, Vancouver and the rest of the world. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the show Funk My Life, where we listen to remix soul music. Tonight, I listened to a new release. It's a free download. It's called The Icons Volume 2. It's a release from Ghetto Funk. And there's some quality stuff on there, so we're going to play a few tracks from there. And then the rest are mostly a jumble of various tunes, some beach house, mostly housey, with vocals that are definitely in the soul range. So we're going to start off with one of the tracks from the Icons Volume 2. And once again, you can get this from Ghetto Funk's website, and that's I think that's ghettofunk.co.uk. It's a UK-based record label, so they have all sorts of older vintage remixes, and we're going to listen to a couple of them, starting off with The Clash. And this is the track Train in Vain, and it's the Bobby C Sound TV remix. I've never heard of Bobby C Sound, but it's actually a really good remix. Check it out.
We'd like to take the soul train from platform 1. We're leaving for 3 minutes, and if you don't want to come, there's always the toilets.